Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
All righty, good morning. Wake up, you dumb sluts.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, it's Mother's Day, Sunday.
Yeah,
chill
Sunday,
out.
It's fine. I won't say it on Sunday, but right now.
I think you will.
Right.
Is that how you talk to your mom, Brock?
No, I'm a sweet little boy when I talk to my mom. All right.
Do you call your mom and say, "Hey, wake up, you dumb"? I can't even say it. I just feel bad saying.
No, my mom has never heard me swear or say a naughty word ever. I'm a good little boy. All right. I'm her baby boy, and I don't say naughty words around my mother.
You need to treat everybody like it's your mother, then.
No. No, only my sweet, sweet mother deserves that kind of love and affection. That's it. That's it.
If you swore around your mother like you swore around us, your mom would have zero bars of soap in her house. It would all be gone.
I'm a saint. I've never done anything wrong. I'm just a sweet little angel. I'm a little baby boy.
You never did get a bar of soap in your mouth, did you?
No, that was a good boy.
That's why you swear.
I was a good boy. Yeah, I didn't do anything wrong. What are you talking about? I was a perfect child.
I learned early. I didn't even have to put Fast Orange in my mouth.
It really gets in the gums, though. That's good.
Sandy.
No, the reason we were so good for Mom is because Dad had a very strict rule that if Mom's not happy, then you boys definitely won't be happy. So we always were as well-behaved for our mother as possible. I remember one time, oh, God, I'll never forget this. Fun little Mother's Day story before we get to Morning Dump. We were at home. Dad was either out doing chores or something. And I'm remembering it as correctly as I can. Anyway, we were horsing around. Mom got mad. We ran from Mom. Well, when Mom went to chase us to give us the old what for, she tripped. We had this little like ridge from the kitchen to the living room.
And you laughed. You laughed, didn't you?
I don't know if we laughed because I think the sheer terror took over my brother and I's bodies when we realized that Mom fell and Dad is going to hear about it when he gets in. The main reason we were as well-behaved as possible for our mother is because the wrath of Dad, knowing that we made Mom mad, she just like, wait till I tell your father. And it's like,
oh,
no.
Oh, boy.
Mom, we're so sorry. We're so sorry. We didn't mean it.
Just going to ask you, who are you more afraid of, your mother or your father?
Honestly, I think you knew what Dad would do. But I think you were more afraid of making Mom mad because it would go up the flagpole and then that would just be it. We're sweet to Mother.
Exact same story, Brock. You would do something because Mom would be home during the day. You'd get off school. You and your brother would do something stupid.
Yep.
And she would just look at you and say, "I can't wait till your father gets home and hears about this." Yeah. And it would ruin the rest of your day because you knew Dad was going to find out at 6 o'clock when he got home from work. That you pissed Mom off, and oh man, you didn't want to piss Dad off.
You don't piss Mom off because then Dad has to deal with kids and then a very angry mother, an angry wife, and it's just no good for no one.
Oh man.
So I was a sweet, sweet little angel, and Mama's little boy, and that's where I'm at. But not around you guys. Not around you guys. No,
you let it all out around us.
A shiftless hobo when I'm around everyone except my mother. All right.
Your mouth like a sailor.
Not according to Mommy, I don't. All right. Let's do your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
I keep waiting to see if Mom's going to text me and be like, "BS, you were." As always, your morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777 or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Well, Kristen Cavallari, we talked about this, I believe, last week. Kristen Cavallari says she is divorcing Jay Cutler in part because he's lazy and unmotivated.
Yes. I love it.
A source says that the very Cavallari star got sick of the former NFL star lying around the house. Now, this is according to Page Six. She said she was growing increasingly impatient with him. He was supposed to take this job at Fox Sports and have a life after football that would get him up off the couch and do something. Instead, Jay backed out of the broadcasting gig and signed with the Dolphins. But, quote, that didn't pan out well, and he was left with no TV gig until she got the show for them. The source added that Cavallari, quote, views herself as a very polished and put together, and Cutler as this lazy, unmotivated guy. God. Did she try giving him a Snickers?
What? Wait, what did you? Okay, who is this girl again? I don't know much about her.
She was a star on that show, The Hills, I believe. That was about all those rich kids in California.
Okay. Okay, so she had money before Jay Cutler, though.
Yeah. That Hills show. Do you remember which one I'm talking about? It was the reality show about those kids in Orange County or whatever.
Okay. So here's my opinion. That just makes Jay Cutler, in my opinion, it's everything you thought Jay Cutler was, though.
Yeah.
That's Jay Cutler. He's leaning into it.
Yeah.
You know? And plus, you know what? Cavallari or whatever your name is, try playing in the NFL for a few seasons and running from literal bears.
Yeah.
You have like wild animals coming down ready to rip your face off. Just 300-pound monsters.
He can sit on the couch
after season.
Yeah, all she's been is an attractive rich girl. Like she's had it so
coasting.
Hard.
Yeah. Coasting through life.
Yeah.
Just loving it. Just everybody loving her. Oh, you're so good looking. I want to be with you. You know, and you got money. Oh, she just has the life coach. Throw her into a game one time.
Yeah.
Have Sue come after her once.
Yeah, let J.J. Watt come after you and see that you don't want to sit on the couch, you know, for a few years. You know, let you pan out. Yeah.
Get blindsided by A.J. Hawk once. See how you feel then.
See how it goes for you. See how it goes.
God.
So, yeah.
You know, let the guy chill out for a while. He needs, you know, R&R.
Yeah. Yeah, didn't the Dolphins thing? Oh, and so sorry that the Dolphins thing didn't work out, Kristen. You know, at least he's trying. He's staying in the NFL. He still wants to play the sport.
You know what? He's the gunslinger. You let him do what he wants.
You know what? Her looks are going to fade, but our love for Jay Cutler never will.
His arm will never go away.
No,
he'll always have a gun.
He always will. He always will. You know, and he's probably going to end up getting some decent coaching job, doing just fine. And her show's going to peter off. Nah. She's going to find some old guy to marry because her money's running out.
Right. She's going to have a five-year plan of not dying. You know what, Jay? You find yourself a nice wife that's going to appreciate you.
You
lay around and just smoke cigs and just enjoy the rest of your life.
You know what, Jay? Find yourself a nice double wide in the suburbs of Chicago.
There you go.
Coach in college, like a middle level, like a D3 college team, you'd be fine. You'd be fine.
I love it. I love everything around it.
Hey, forget that snooty bitch. You know, speaking of what Jay's probably doing is playing video games. According to a new survey, 84% of people are playing video games even more than before. Wow. And 77% say no one's judging them for spending so much time playing. However, though, there is a downfall to this, a downside. People who have been upping their video games have let their personal hygiene slip. 20% say they've been showering less, and 16% have brushed their teeth less.
Take a shower, you bum. You're sitting there sweating, playing video games, leaning. If you're starting to lean sideways just naturally, you need to get up and walk around a little bit.
Here's what I never understood about that side of the gaming community. I don't care if you play 12 hours of video games. Hop in the shower for 15 minutes. Hop in the shower for 10 minutes. It doesn't take long. Do it before you go to bed. Do it when you get up in the morning. You don't have to do it during the day. That's fine. But when you're living in just a filth, you know, when you got bottles full of urine sitting next to you, you're taking it too far, okay?
Right. If you got a path to get out of wherever you're sitting,
you know.
Here's what's incredible to me, Brock, is these got some of these dudes can like play literally 12 hours a day. And here's what I'm saying. That's impressive to me. 12 hours of anything, like the greatest thing, like the thing that I love the most, 12 hours of it.
Yeah.
Like sex. Okay, sex for 12 hours. The 11th hour, I don't care who you are, you're going to be like, oh, okay, I think I'm good. I'm good on this. You know,
the 11th hour, you'd be petered out by 1 hour, if that.
Right. Seriously, though, it's a good example, though. You know, it's impressive to me that you can really sit down and do it for that long and focus through it the entire time. And so what I'm thinking is, like, you should try to take that and apply it to something else once in a while, or just split it up.
Yeah.
You know, video games are great. They are, in a certain way. But it's like too much of anything is not good, in my opinion.
No. Or, you know, at least just take a shower.
And if your hygiene is going bad from not doing anything but sitting there, that's bad.
You just got a ring outline of your body imprinted on the couch. Take a shower.
Here's what you do. You get up real quick and then turn around and then smell.
Yeah.
You've been sitting for that long. And if you're like, oh, dude,
yeah.
Then you need to think about things.
Yeah, air it out, for God's sakes. Air it out.
Burn that chair and take a shower.
Maybe just stand for a little bit while you're gaming. Maybe that'll help. All right, that's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.